This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence competence loop builds genuine self-knowledge over time. The cycle that turns honest practice into lasting self-awareness. In short, self-awareness is not something you find through reflection alone. You build it through action, honest assessment, and repeated practice. The confidence competence loop generates real self-knowledge by forcing you into experience and then asking you to examine what happened. Structured frameworks give you a system for this examination, so you learn something true every time instead of just reinforcing old assumptions. Over time, the loop does not just build skill. It builds an accurate picture of who you actually are under pressure. Definition: the confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle, where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. As described in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, it is a primary mechanism through which genuine self-knowledge develops over time. Most people believe they know themselves reasonably well. They have a rough sense of their strengths, a vague awareness of their weaknesses, and a working theory about how they behave under pressure. Then a difficult conversation arrives, and the person they imagined themselves to be fails to show up. They go quiet when they meant to speak. They snap when they meant to stay calm. They agree when every instinct told them to push back. The problem is not character. It is the absence of structure. Without a clear system for preparation and reflection, self-awareness remains theoretical, a story you tell yourself about yourself rather than knowledge earned through honest experience. The confidence competence loop changes that. In Say It Right Every Time /book series /just say it /say it right every time/, I introduce the loop as a practical explanation for why some people grow through hard conversations, while others repeat the same mistakes for decades. The mechanism is straightforward: action builds competence, small wins build confidence, and that confidence drives more action. But the deeper gift the loop gives you, self-knowledge, an increasingly accurate picture of who you actually are when it matters. This article walks through 5 frameworks from Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time that help you use the loop deliberately so that every difficult conversation teaches you something true. Why self-knowledge requires a loop, not a mirror. Reflection alone is not enough. Sitting quietly and thinking about your communication patterns can give you useful hunches, but it cannot give you the truth. The truth only appears when you're in motion, when the stakes are real, and your body responds before your brain can catch up. This is what I describe as the confidence paradox in Say It Right Every Time /book series /just say it /say it right every time/. We believe confidence is a prerequisite for action, when in fact it is the result of action. We wait until we feel ready, and readiness never comes. The loop breaks this waiting. It insists that you act first and learn second, which is the only sequence that produces real self-knowledge. When you act without structure, the learning is unreliable. You might blame external factors for a poor outcome instead of examining your own role. You might attribute a success to luck rather than recognizing a genuine strength. The frameworks that follow give you structure for both the action and the reflection, so that each cycle of the loop deposits something accurate into your understanding of yourself. This is also where the loop connects directly to self-awareness as an emotional intelligence skill. Understanding how the confidence competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster is not just about communication output. It is about the internal clarity that comes from knowing your own patterns well enough to adjust them deliberately. 5 frameworks that turn experience into self-knowledge. Framework 1. The confidence competence loop. What it is: a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds real competence, competence produces small wins, wins build genuine confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. What it is designed for: breaking the paralysis that comes from waiting to feel ready, and building an honest map of your actual capabilities over time. How it works. Number 1. Choose a specific communication challenge. Name the exact situation: given feedback to a defensive colleague, disagreeing with someone more senior, speaking up in a meeting where you usually stay silent. The more specific, the more you will learn. Number 2. Act before you feel ready. Enter the situation with whatever preparation you have done. Your anxiety is information, not a verdict. As I write and Say It Right Every Time, courage is not the absence of fear. It is the willingness to act in spite of it. Number 3. Notice what actually happened. Immediately after the conversation, ask: what did I do well? What did I avoid? Where did I lose my thread? Be honest, not brutal. but honest. Number 4. Identify one real competence gained. Even in a stumbling conversation, something worked. Name it. This is your small win, and it is the fuel for the next cycle. Number 5. Let the win change your confidence. Not in a grand way. Just enough to enter the next similar conversation with slightly more trust in yourself. When to use it. Anytime you feel stuck in a pattern of avoidance, anytime you suspect your self-image is more flattering than accurate. When not to use it. This is not a crisis tool. Do not attempt high-stakes conversations purely for the sake of the loop. Build competence on low-stakes versions first. Quick example. A team member avoids all conflict with her manager. She starts small. She voices one minor disagreement in a one-to-one meeting. It goes reasonably well. She notices she can do this. The next month, she handles a more significant disagreement. Each cycle adds a layer to her self-knowledge. Eamon's note. The loop will not flatter you. Some cycles will show you things about yourself you would rather not know. That is precisely why they are worth doing. You can also see how the confidence-competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others. Teams where individuals have honest self-knowledge move faster because they stop working around illusions. Framework 2. The Clarity Checklist. What it is. A pre-conversation preparation tool that helps you define your core message, your real intention, and your desired outcome before you speak. What it is designed for. Revealing the gap between what you think you want to say and what you actually need to say. That gap is one of the most productive sources of self-knowledge available to you. How it works. Number 1. State your core message in one sentence. Not a paragraph. One sentence. If you cannot do this, you do not yet know what you want to say. Number 2. Name your real intention. Are you trying to inform, persuade, repair, or set a limit? Be honest. Sometimes what you call giving feedback is actually expressing frustration. Naming the real intention is an act of self-awareness. Number 3. Define your desired outcome. What does success look like at the end of this conversation? A specific agreement. A change in behavior. A cleared misunderstanding. Number 4. Identify what you are afraid of. This question cuts straight to your self-knowledge. The answer tells you where your vulnerabilities live in this particular situation. Number 5. Write it down. The act of writing forces clarity that thinking alone cannot produce. When to use it. Before any difficult, important, or emotionally charged conversation. When not to use it. Casual, low-stakes exchanges do not need this level of preparation. Over-preparing for small moments can create unnecessary self-consciousness. Quick example. A manager prepares for a performance conversation. He thinks his intention is to motivate. When he completes the checklist, he realizes his real intention is to express his own frustration. That recognition changes how he opens the conversation entirely. Eamon's note. The clarity checklist is uncomfortable the first few times you use it. That discomfort is the point. It is showing you the distance between your stated purpose and your actual one. Framework 3. The conversation premortem. What it is. A structured anxiety reduction exercise where you identify worst-case scenarios before a conversation, assess how likely each one actually is, and prepare a response for any that could genuinely occur. What it is designed for. Converting anticipatory anxiety into useful preparation and revealing the specific fears that shape your communication behavior. How it works. Number 1. List your 3 worst-case outcomes. What could go wrong? Be specific. Not it goes badly. That they get angry and leave the room, or I completely lose my train of thought. Number 2. Rate the realistic likelihood of each one. Honest assessment here is self-knowledge in action. Most worst-case scenarios have a likelihood below 10%. Naming that number reduces their power. Number 3. Create a specific response for any scenario with meaningful likelihood. If there is a genuine chance someone will react defensively, prepare a calm, direct response. Having the words ready means your anxiety no longer has to carry the whole weight. Number 4. Notice which fears keep returning. The scenarios you imagine most vividly are the ones that reveal your deepest patterns. Do you consistently fear losing control of a conversation? Being rejected? Looking incompetent? These patterns are the raw material of self-awareness. When to use it. Before high-stakes conversations, where anticipatory anxiety is affecting your preparation or your sleep. When not to use it. Do not run a pre-mortem before every interaction. Reserve it for genuinely significant conversations, or the exercise loses its weight. Quick example. An employee dreads a salary negotiation. She lists her worst fears. One of them, that her manager will simply say no and end the conversation has a realistic chance of happening.
She prepares a calm response.
I understand. Can we agree to revisit this in 3 months? Her anxiety drops because she is prepared for the only outcome that genuinely worried her.
Eamon's note.
I have run this exercise before difficult conversations for years. The fears that show up consistently tell you more about yourself than any personality assessment ever will. Understanding how the confidence-competence loop reveals what makes some people give better feedback begins here, with an honest look at the fears that prevent clear, direct communication in the first place.
Framework 4.
The Strong Method.
What it is.
A 6-step pre-conversation ritual that prepares you mentally and physically for a difficult exchange. Each letter represents one step in the sequence. What it is designed for. Replacing the scattered, anxious internal monologue that precedes most difficult conversations with a clear, calm, structured preparation.
How it works.
Number 1.
S.
State your intention. Say aloud, or write down, exactly what you are trying to accomplish. I want to address this without damaging the relationship.
Number 2.
T.
Take a breath.
A deliberate, slow breath before you enter the conversation shifts your physiological state. This is not a metaphor. It directly affects how clearly you think.
Number 3.
R.
Respect all perspectives.
Remind yourself that the other person's position makes sense to them, even if it does not make sense to you. This step is a direct act of self-awareness, because it requires you to acknowledge your own tendency toward one-sided thinking.
Number 4.
Oh. Offer specific examples. Commit to speaking in specifics, not generalities. On Tuesday, you interrupted me twice rather than you always interrupt me. Specificity protects the other person and disciplines your own thinking.
Number 5.
N.
Navigate to solutions.
Enter the conversation oriented toward resolution, not victory. This step forces you to examine your own motives before you speak.
Number 6.
G. Gain commitment to action. Know in advance what agreement you are hoping to reach. Vague endings produce vague outcomes and give you nothing clear to reflect on afterward.
When to use it. Before any conversation where your emotions are already running high, where the relationship matters, or where you have avoided the topic too long. When not to use it.
Do not run too strong in the middle of a live conversation. It is a preparation tool, not in a moment script.
Quick example.
A department head is about to address ongoing tension with a peer manager.
She runs too strong before entering the room. At step R, she realizes she has not genuinely considered her peer's perspective at all.
That single recognition changes her opening and the conversation substantially.
Eamon's note.
The step most people skip is R. They state their intention, take their breath, and go straight to their examples.
Skipping R is where self-awareness fails in real time. Do not skip R.
For a deeper look at how this method applies specifically to moments of tension, how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation offers a complementary set of tools worth reading alongside this one.
Framework 5.
The 3-step mistake recovery.
What it is.
A structured process for recovering from fumbled words, poor phrasing, or missteps during a live conversation.
Acknowledge, correct, move on. What it is designed for.
Building self-awareness around your own fallibility and establishing that a mistake is a data point, not a verdict.
How it works.
Number 1.
Acknowledge.
Name what went wrong, briefly and without drama. You know what? I don't think that came out right. Let me try again.
You do not need to grovel. You need to be honest.
Number 2.
Correct.
Restate what you meant to say.
What I mean is speak clearly and move directly to your revised point without over-explaining the error.
Number 3.
Move on. Do not return to the mistake.
Do not apologize twice. The moment you have corrected and continued, the mistake loses its power.
The conversation resumes.
When to use it. Anytime a sentence lands wrong. Anytime you realize mid-conversation that what you just said did not reflect what you actually meant.
When not to use it.
This process handles communication errors. If you've caused genuine harm or made a serious professional mistake, a fuller, more substantive acknowledgement is required than these 3 steps provide.
Quick example. A senior manager is presenting to the board and uses a phrase that comes out harsher than she intended. She sees a board member flinch. She pauses.
Actually, let me restate that.
What I mean is she corrects, continues. The board respects it. She respects herself for catching it. Eamon's note.
Your ability to recover from a mistake with confidence is often more impressive than not making a mistake at all.
The recovery is where people see who you actually are. This framework connects directly to how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction. Because the capacity to recover without shame is also the capacity to receive honest feedback without collapsing. Choosing the right framework for the moment. These five frameworks are not interchangeable. Each addresses a specific moment in the cycle of self-awareness development. Situation, best framework. You feel stuck in avoidance and need to act confidence competence loop. You are unclear about what you actually want to say, clarity checklist. Anxiety is preventing you from preparing well conversation pre-mortem. Emotions are high and you need a structure to set strong method. You made an error mid-conversation, three-step mistake recovery. The clarity checklist and conversation pre-mortem are always preparation tools used before the conversation begins. The strong method is the final ritual immediately before entry. The confidence competence loop is the overarching structure you track across weeks and months. The three-step mistake recovery is the only tool used live in the moment. If you are new to this work, start with a clarity checklist. It costs you 10 minutes and will immediately reveal whether your stated purpose matches your real one. That single discovery is worth more than any amount of abstract reflection about who you are. For managers in particular, how to use the confidence competence loop to make your team synergy conversations less terrifying shows how these same frameworks apply when the self-knowledge you need is collective, not just individual. Where these frameworks fail and why. The most common failure is using the frameworks as performance rituals rather than as tools for honest self-examination. A person runs too strong, but skips step R because genuinely considering another person's perspective feels uncomfortable. They complete the clarity checklist, but name the flattering intention instead of the real one. The result is a well-prepared conversation that still produces no real self-knowledge. Here are three specific traps to watch for. The trap of false clarity. You complete the clarity checklist and name a tidier intention, but it is the one you wish were true rather than the one driving your actual behavior. The fix is to ask yourself, if I could say anything without consequence, what would I actually say? The answer to that question is your real intention. The trap of incomplete reflection. After a difficult conversation, you review what went well and move on quickly. You skip the harder question, where did I avoid? Where did I tell myself a story about the other person to avoid examining my own role? Growth lives in the skipped question. The trap of the dramatic recovery. The three-step mistake recovery works because it is brief. Some people turn the acknowledged step into a lengthy apology, which pulls the conversation off course and draws more attention to the error. One honest sentence is enough. Acknowledge, correct, move on. That is the whole method. How the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others is ultimately a story about who has done this reflection work and who has not. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency over 30 days. Self-knowledge through the loop is cumulative. It does not arrive in a single insight. It builds the way a tree grows, slowly and underground before it becomes visible. A practical starting point looks like this. In week 1, use the clarity checklist before any conversation you have been avoiding. Write down your real intention each time. Do not judge what you find. In week 2, add the conversation pre-mortem to your two most anxiety-producing upcoming interactions. List your fears and rate their likelihood honestly. In weeks 3 and 4, begin using strong before any emotionally charged conversation. Pay specific attention to step R each time. Throughout the month, track the loop. After each significant conversation, note one thing that went well and one thing that revealed something true about your current patterns. Do this in writing, even briefly. The written record is where the self-knowledge accumulates. At the end of 30 days, read back through your notes. The patterns that appear across multiple entries are your actual self-portrait, not the one you would have painted from memory, but the one the evidence supports. The full framework for building this kind of structured fluency is detailed in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, including the scripts and behavioural examples that make each framework immediately usable in real situations. What you carry forward. Self-awareness is not a destination. It is a practice, and the confidence competence loop is the engine that keeps the practice honest. Each conversation you enter with structure and leave with reflection adds a layer to your understanding of yourself. Over time, those layers become something solid, a clear, accurate sense of how you actually behave under pressure, where your strengths genuinely lie, and where you still have work to do. That kind of knowledge cannot be borrowed from a book or a course. It has to be earned through the loop: action, reflection, small win, more action. Every framework in this article is a tool for accelerating and deepening that process. Use them. The confidence competence loop will do the rest. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence competence loop? The confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. Over time, this cycle produces genuine self-knowledge by revealing your actual strengths, limits, and behavioral patterns through repeated, honest experience. How does the confidence competence loop build self-awareness? The confidence competence loop builds self-awareness by forcing you into action, then giving you real feedback on how you performed. Each cycle reveals something true about your current capability, your emotional triggers, and your default reactions under pressure, which adds up to genuine self-knowledge over time. What frameworks help develop self-awareness through the confidence competence loop? The confidence competence loop itself, the strong method, the conversation pre-mortem, the three-step mistake recovery, and the clarity checklist are all structured tools from Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time that build self-knowledge through preparation, action, and honest reflection. Why does self-awareness improve when you practice difficult conversations? Difficult conversations put your real responses on display. You discover how you handle pressure, where you go quiet, and where you overreact. Repeated practice with honest reflection after each conversation builds an accurate picture of your actual self, not the version you imagined you were. How long does it take to build genuine self-knowledge using these frameworks? There is no fixed timeline. Self-knowledge deepens in proportion to the honesty of your reflection and the frequency of your practice. Most people notice meaningful shifts within a few weeks of consistent use, but the confidence competence loop compounds over months and years, not days. Can the confidence competence loop help you identify blind spots? Yes, because the loop requires action before it produces insight. It bypasses the comfortable stories you tell yourself. When you try something and it fails or succeeds in an unexpected way, the gap between your prediction and your result is precisely where your blind spots lie. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.